With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, joined now by St. Mary's High School boys hockey coach Matthew Smith. And coach, welcome back to MSO, and here we go again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's fun talking with you guys. Always fun. I know I talk with Coach Driscoll on the football side a lot during the season, and it's great. It's great for me to talk to you coaches and learn so much. At my advanced age, I can still pick up stuff. Let me ask you to start with about your returnees and maybe the influx of new kids. What's the balance this year, or what's the mix in terms of guys you've got coming back and new kids?
So we actually only had three spots available on the varsity. We have a ton of returners. Actually, four spots. There was a goalie spot available as well. I've been with Mark Lee for a lot of years. We were talking about it the other day. I still talk to him often. We can't remember the last time we had 17 juniors and seniors and this big of a team. Like, we have 7 6-footers on the team.
Oh, okay. All right. So heavy with senior leadership, I presume. Tell me about those kids.
Senior leadership, there's four captains, two captains, two assistants. And the great thing about the two captains is they were captains last year, Jaden Driscoll and Cam McGonigal. They were voted as juniors.
You know, those...
They have a year of experience under their belt. And I always take the captains out for breakfast right before the season. We go out and talk about leadership because, you know, I've obviously learned a lot about leadership through the years, and then even more now my master's program at BU. So we do like a little leadership worksheet, talk about different leadership styles. And I think Cam and Jaden have learned a lot from last year, and I really think they have a good grasp on how to, like, nurture the culture we're trying to build. And then Joey Calder and Nick Thornton got picked as assistants, and they're just both phenomenal kids. Joey does the work on and off the ice. He is just intense with his process off the ice. He is dedicated to nutrition, physical fitness. He's been plagued by injuries the last couple of years, and we're hoping that he can stay healthy because he could have a great senior year. And then Nick Thornton is just like, watch what I do on the ice. He is the energy bug on our team, probably the smallest kid on the team, but the most fearless kid on the team. So he lets his play do the talking, and he has that ability to flip a switch because he's the nicest kid off the ice. Smile on his face, just a great personality, which is also good for our culture. But when he goes on the ice, man, he shows the boys how to play like a hockey player, which is what you want in your older players. And then rounding out that, we have three other seniors, big kid from Swampscott, Drew Waters, coming into his own this year, should be an impact player. We also have a senior in Ryan Almirault, who had a crazy injury as a sophomore. He broke his femur. He's finally back. He's a 6'3 defenseman that's never really missed a huge year of development. And I am missing one more senior. Oh, Maddox Jacobson from Lynn, Mass., who probably has one of the best shots on our team. And if he can start finding the back of the net, he's going to be a dangerous, dangerous goal scorer. And then you go through all of our juniors, and starting with our goaltender, Matthew Smith Jr., my son, who made national camp, who's... I think he's going to have a very big year based on everything that's happened to him recently in his life. So that's a huge thing for the team. Then we have junior defenseman, 6'2", J.J. Avery. Huge development over the summer. He looks really good so far. You have 6'2", sophomore defenseman, Michael Nerick from Lynn, Mass. Both of those defensemen are actually from Lynn, Mass., J.J. and Michael. They're big boys. They are going to be D partners, and they're going to be a really tough pair to get by. You also have a junior defenseman in Caleb Rackey from Peabody, Mass., and his twin brother, Finn Rackey, who is another great forward, and Caleb's a great defenseman, high skill with both of those players. Sophomore Chase Collins, who had a great freshman year, should have a huge year. I did mention senior Cam McGonigal. He's been our leading goal scorer for the last, couple of years, so he should have another great year.
You know, it's funny. Go ahead.
So I can keep going on and on because I think we're really deep. Like, I'm comfortable with four lines, and then, you know, got another sophomore in Aiden St. Pierre. Mm-hmm. You got another junior from Swampscott and Steven Nason, who looks high skill. you were to tell me what I think our strength is, it's down the middle with Chase Collins, Joey Calder, and Steve Nason, and Evan Toto as the four centers.
You must have read my notes. That was my next question, Matthew, was what's the strength of the team? But it's pretty obvious, size and experience.
Yeah, so the neutral zone actually made a comment about us watching us play Duxbury, and their comment was, I don't remember St. Mary's being this big, physical, and fast as they were last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one thing I want to comment on, or at least that I've observed, is over the years, as we've been doing this, the role of captain has it's grown and evolved for high school kids, and it means so much more now. And I think in particular, a school like St. Mary's, where you've got kids coming from all different communities, those kids sort of help the kids from the other communities assimilate into this one organization, okay? You may be from X, Y, or Z, but right now you're a Spartan. And do the captains sort of embrace that kind of role? Is that something you ask of them?
Yeah, that's something they do. So in the fall, we do workouts twice a week with our strength coach. So they go and do that with them, and I think that starts to build, like, the culture and assimilating kids. And the captains, they know, like, through my, I give them good verbal feedback to make sure reaching out to the younger players and making them feel welcome. And not just the varsity players. I look at it as a whole program, being really good to the JV guys that are the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of take that approach. And then we also, they skate with a skills coach on Thursday for 8 weeks in the fall, someone who's not affiliated with the program. So they do that. So there's those 3 days a week that they're really getting to know each other, leading into tryouts. And then we do different things. Like, we go to a UMass Lowell game during the season. We have a bowling night. We try that build culture. This Saturday, we're doing a mental performance session with some of my BU colleagues. So they're going to come in and do a mental performance session around mental toughness. So I think there's a lot of things that we do that really build that assimilation and really help connect the players off the ice, which I think is a big component.
All right, a couple of more quick questions here. What were the lessons learned from your scrimmages so far?
They were big, fast, and physical, and, like, really physical. My buddy Bobby Jackson from Smithfield, Rhode Island, I played with him at Norwich. His comment to me after the game is, you guys are heavy. also that with our defense and with Junior in net, we're going to be really hard to score on. If we can score some goals, we're going to be pretty tough to beat.
All right, upcoming schedule.
Matthew's just an elite goalie, like elite, you know? So
sounds good, Coach.
You don't make national camp unless you are, right? So
well, congratulations. I'm sure that's great for the family. And I'm not going to ask you what it's like coaching your own son, but it probably comes with more pluses than minuses.
I don't pay attention to him. I honestly think I look back at some of the mistakes I made as a dad, I'm being honest, and what I've learned now at BU, and probably for the last 4 years since I started studying mental performance and parent interactions, and this is one thing that I keep spreading to parents, like, when Matthew plays now, even as my player, the goalie coach deals with him, I really try not to interact with him. And even during his fall games, when he gets in the car after games, I just tell him, I ask him if he had fun and tell him that I love him. And anything that he wants to discuss, I let him bring it up. Like, I don't ever do any more big discussions around his game. I have a huge focus on sport enjoyment for my team. Obviously, we want to win. But I think about things so differently now because of the knowledge that I have. Like, this is one time in the life that these kids are going to look back on and they're going to remember, like, this experience for most is better than even playing college hockey. I want them to think about it that they had fun and they wanted to come to practice. And this was an outlet to get away from external pressures that they're all going through. And that's what I want from Matthew. I want him to love hockey. I don't want him to ever hate it. And I want him to just have fun while he's playing and for as long as he can. And I think about that for all my players. If I'm providing a great environment for them, then that's first, then I'm winning already as a coach. If we win on top of that, that's a bonus. That's how I look at that. But first and foremost, it's about the development of the human being in sport enjoyment. And I didn't always think about it like that, right? I've learned some lessons, and I think that's the only way you can be a great coach is to evolve and apply what you've learned as best you can. And you're still going to make mistakes. You're a human being. You're not going to be perfect. And it's about just waking up the next day and trying to be the best coach you can be for your players. And I think if you take that approach, you're going to always do a good job.
Well, I hope you get that message across to parents. I have one quick story relating to that. Long time ago, a friend of mine, their daughter had qualified for the Junior Olympics in swimming. She had been swimming since she was probably like 4 or 5 years old. She's now 14 or 15 years old. She qualifies for the Olympics, and she quit on the spot. She said, I have had enough. I can't do this anymore. So I hope you can get that message across, not only to kids, but more importantly to the parents. Because it's, you know, it's just so important to root for the kids instead of criticizing.
Yeah, I mean, and I look at it this way, too, and we go a little psycho-ed on you here. If you know Albert Bandura, he studied self-efficacy in humans for over 30 years, and I really talk to the kids about this. So there's four ways you can build self-efficacy, which is the confidence to complete a task, and they've studied it in sports. And first is mastery experiences, right? You master a level, you're obviously confident, right? The second is vicarious experiences, is watching others perform the task at a high level and
Teaching
your brain how to do it. The third is verbal feedback. And I don't think coaches and parents realize how important that is. It builds intrinsic motivation, which is the best motivation, right? Because that verbal feedback is actually extrinsic, but it helps the player intrinsically believe that they can do it. And I think we miss a lot on that as parents. Negative things we say to our children who just want to be loved by us,
It doesn't
work, right? Even as a coach, you got to be careful of how you give feedback, when you give it, and I don't think people really understand the psychoed that goes into all of it. And then the last one is physiological and emotional states. So if the athlete is not feeling emotionally or physically, if that's not all in alignment, they're not going to be able to perform at their highest level. And they're not going to be able to believe in themselves. So when you think about all those four things that have been studied for 30 years, just being mindful of that and making sure it's in your approach is extremely important as a parent and as a coach.
Coach, you're not going to give me a quiz on this later on, are you?
Nope. Just a little psycho-ed for you.
I appreciate it. I'm taking notes. I'm sitting here, my head's going up and down, because, you know, I taught for 50 years, and all of the stuff you say is so important.
Are you sitting where?
What's that? Well, I'm just sitting at my computer here. I'm nodding up and down as you're talking stuff, and I'm taking notes because I couldn't agree with you more. All right, finally, Coach. Upcoming schedule. When do you start? I think you mentioned it, but let's go over it again.
Yeah. So I mean, we have a really hard schedule. We added Westford Academy, added Milton, which I think will be a pretty decent team. But we have a gauntlet of games in late January. We play BC High, Pope Francis, St. John's Prep, and then Archie's and AC and Feehan are all going to be good in our league this year. We also, we play Winchester. We play Hingham on Martin Luther King Day. I was looking at it the other day, Westford Academy, we're opening up against Central Catholic. I was like, we really don't have a night off. And even when we play Bishop Fenwick, I don't know how they're going to be this year. But there's a rivalry there, so that's a whole different game, no matter who's better, right? Anyone can come out on top. Every game is going to be a challenge, but I keep telling the players, right, we're not even looking at our games yet. Present moment, one day at a time. We practiced this morning at 5:30 a.m. That's the only thing we focused on for today. Tomorrow, we focus on practice again. And then when we wake up on Thursday, that's when we start thinking about the game.
Coach,
I think if the kids can take that one day at a time approach, it's going to be very helpful for us during this season.
Fantastic, Coach. I hope to talk with you a lot during the season. I've learned a lot tonight, or today, I should say. I appreciate it, and I wish you and your kids nothing but the best.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Just let me know, and I'll always jump on with you.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. Be well.
All right, take care.
Okay.
You as well.
Bye-bye. That is...
Have a happy holiday.
Yes, sir. Happy holidays to you. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is St. Mary's High School boys hockey coach Matthew Smith. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.